Hello, good morning, and welcome to Daily Devotions. My name is Dean, and I'm on team here at Father's House Church in North End, Nelson Mandela Bay, as well as the online church pastor. It really is a wonderful privilege for me to be able to welcome you to Daily Devotions this morning. Please let me know where you're watching from and who you're watching with. Maybe this morning is the first time that you're connecting for Daily Devotions, and really is wonderful for me to be able to welcome you to Daily Devotions this morning. And maybe you just want to do a raising hand emoji. You just want to say hi, first time here. We would really just love to be able to say hello and welcome to Daily Devotions. Let us know where you're watching from, who you're watching with, and we'd love the opportunity to just be able to say hello in the comments section. Whether you're on Twitch, Facebook, or YouTube, there are various ways that we are able to share this daily devotion with some people who might be in our contact lists, some people who might be our friends on Facebook, or we could literally just copy the YouTube link and share it to one or two friends on WhatsApp who we think might benefit from this morning. We really, really never know who in our comment section, who in our news feed, or who in our WhatsApp lists could really benefit from a moment this morning in terms of an encounter with God. This morning, we continue our conversation around the promises of the New Testament, or the promises of the New Covenant, or the promises of Jesus. How do we go about encountering God and looking at a study as we look at the promises of Jesus? This morning, we find ourselves in John chapter 15, as well as in Ephesians 1. There are two ideas that I'd like to look at this morning, all under the overarching umbrella of the idea that we are accepted in Christ, that Jesus promises us as part of the new covenant, as part of a new promise from Jesus, that we are accepted, that we are, as it's written in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And get this, this is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. This is what God wanted to do, and it has given God great pleasure to do so. A large part of my upbringing, I had this idea that God was, you know, kind of constantly upset with me, or constantly upset with us humans, you know, or upset with Christians. And I had this idea, you know, as I was growing up in my teenage years, that God is this gray-haired dude with a beard who sits on a cloud, who probably doesn't laugh that much, and is actually really just upset with humanity, and well, kind of is what it is, and that's this idea of a God figure. As I have grown up a little bit, matured a little bit, tried to get to know our Father a little bit more, I realized that it couldn't be further removed from that. If I may be vulnerable for a moment, have this lingering voice in the back of my head, and maybe you want to take a moment to think about some memories for yourself, because there is a part in each of our histories, there is a part in each of our pasts where we may have been bullied, we may have been excluded from something. I unfortunately can think of a couple moments in my growing up in primary school and in high school where I would arrive at a table and there wouldn't be a chair for me. And not that anybody got up or not that anybody made space, but I would sometimes often just sit at another table. Or if the circle was a little bit too small, or the circle's already closed, there's no space for me to get involved. A lot of these emotions and a lot of these things are connected to even me now, and God is working in me and through me to heal some of those past wounds that I think about and carry around with me. This idea of, am I accepted? Do I fit into this thing? Is there space for me at the table? Is the circle big enough for me to be part of it? And I think that there is a large part of our community, there is a large part of the church at large, and a large part of the world that would actually say something along the lines of, I don't really go to church because I actually don't know if I belong. I don't want to go to church because I'm not actually sure if I fit in. I don't want to go to church because, well, nobody saved me a seat. And on the other side of the coin, when I have spoken to people who have made church their home, I go, why do you keep coming back to church? And their response is, somebody made me feel at home. Somebody welcomed me. Somebody made a space for me at the table. Somebody made the circle bigger and welcomed me into that space and made me feel like I belong. You see, as we read through the New Testament in John chapter 15, Jesus actually says in verse 14 and 15, you're my friends. And in verse 15, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. This drastically changes the way I thought I saw this God figure up high on a cloud who was upset with humanity. Here is God going, you're my friend. As we read through the scriptures, we see Jesus making the circle bigger. We see him making space at the table. We see him allowing people into the circle. A large part of the Christian faith and a large part of the Jesus movement is within the ancient traditions, there was lots of seclusion around who fitted in and who didn't fit in. So many of the Jesus stories of encounters with people are people going, yes, but I don't actually fit in yet. Woman at the well, why are you even talking to me? The man with leprosy, you shouldn't even touch me. The woman who was bleeding in the crowd who Jesus touched, she touched his robe. That moment should never have happened. These people were unclean and excluded from the community. And Jesus says, you are my friend and you are accepted into the family of God. In Ephesians 1 verse 5, once again we read, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure to do so. I see God with a massive smile on God's face, welcoming us into the circle, welcoming us and setting a seat for us at the table, and welcoming us into community, and more than that, welcoming us into family. I hope that that encourages you this morning as we go and deep dive into the promises of Jesus. Know this morning that you are welcomed into the family of God. You are actually celebrated into the family of God, that it brings God pleasure and joy that you are in his family. I hope that that encourages you this morning as you go about your Thursday and that you would know that you are accepted in Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day further.